There's renewed speculation about the state of Fidel Castro's health. After he had intestinal surgery last summer, many analysts predicted he would never again rule Cuba. But now there are indications that he is recovering, even though he hasn't been seen in public since he handed power over to his brother, Raul. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that news of Castro's imminent demise may have been premature.
A spam email with the tagline, "Castro is dead," has infected thousands of computers over the past few months. The virus is transmitted only after the recipient opens up the message, which many have done. After all, news about the state of Fidel Castro's health is in demand. But instead of being in danger of dying, the indications now are that the Cuban leader is doing better. There were the pictures this month of a heavier-looking Castro meeting with a Chinese delegation, and there have been several editorials attributed to him published in the state-run newspapers. Still, Fidel has kept everyone guessing. William Leogrand is a Cuba specialist at American University.
At this point, it really is a moment of transition. We don't have a successor government in place because Fidel is still alive and active, and there is still a possibility that he'll fully return to the top leadership positions in the government.
Frank Mora at the National War College says, though, that even if Fidel makes a full recovery, he believes partial power will remain in the hands of Raul Castro and his team.
For the sake of argument, let's call them Raulistas, are beginning to consolidate their position and to govern in a different way than what we've seen in the last 47 years.
Raul, for example, has opened up the debate on some of the failings of the socialist economic system. But while there have been discussions, there have been no practical changes to the way the country is run at all. Mora says that's because Fidel is still on the scene.
The fact that he's still alive really, I think, impedes moving forward in a rapid pace in the economic realm, because Fidel has never been a fan of economic reform or the Chinese model, as some people like to say.
Even so, says Mora, the transition is taking place. Fidel, the leader who managed every single aspect of Cuba, may be a thing of the past.
Raul has said often that no one can inherit the legacy and the style of Fidel other than the party, which is to say we're moving from a charismatic form of governing to a more bureaucratic form of governing.
And opposition groups on the island are trying to seize the moment. Prominent opposition figures signed a unity agreement for the first time last week. It's significant because dissident groups in Cuba have often mistrusted each other and have been heavily infiltrated by the government. They are still weak, but perhaps not as divided. Dissident Vladimiro Roca spoke to NPR from Havana.
This is the right moment. This is a critical time in the country with Castro's illness, with the succession that doesn't end, and the changes that never come. It was necessary to give a message of hope to the Cuban people, which is what we've done.
The United States government is also watching developments on the island closely. And while some had hoped that Castro's illness and changes in the U.S. Congress might lead to a softening of positions, that has not been the case. Again, William Leogrand.
U.S.-Cuban relations are as bad today as they have been at any time in the last 50 years. There's a policy on the part of the United States of regime change, of trying to destabilize the current government, and they've reacted to that by tightening down rather than being willing to open up at all.
Over the past few days, the Cuban government sent several dissidents to prison without trial. The United States, for its part, has allowed Luis Posada Carrillas, who has admitted to being involved in terrorist acts against Cuba, including the downing of a Cuban airliner, to remain in the United States, infuriating the Cubans. Castro has yet to appear in public or make any declarations as to his health or future plans. And so no one really knows, except perhaps Castro himself, what comes next. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.